Welcome to the Vine Life Podcast. These are our Holy Week devotionals, read by four brilliant members of our community. We hope you enjoy.
Maundy Thursday, Jesus washes the disciples' feet. John 13, 1 through 17, love one another. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Have you ever washed another person's feet? Or had your feet washed? Can you imagine the apologies and remarks the disciples may have had about scratches, smells, and dirt as someone stooped down to take their worn feet into their hands? Their feet which bear the marks of where they have been, the length of their journey, and what ground they may have met on the road. And this wasn't just anyone's hands. How could they put such filthy feet into clean hands? Peter was reluctant. After all, he was one of the first to recognize Jesus for who he truly is. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," he exclaims in Matthew 16. But Jesus is determined. Washing their feet is a two-way act. As he takes the dirt of life from them and cleanses them, they become part of him. Having already been baptized and believing in who Jesus is, this isn't about salvation, but about forgiveness. He is about to take everything that could stand in between them and him, all their sin, their dirt, their wounds, and in his death he will defeat it, so that they may once again be close to him, not in person, as they soon find out, but in spirit. I wonder what our feet might show on them. I wonder if we would willingly give our feet to Jesus for him to wash and clean and dry anew. He longs to do this for us, to accept where we have been and what we have done, and to clean us and restore us to him. Would you let him wash your feet? Will you allow him close enough to do so? Close enough to get low and see the hidden parts of you. And what about the instruction he leaves for us? "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Would you bend down low to wash the feet of people around you, meeting the joy and the dirt of their life and offering to bring comfort and care in those moments? Paul instructs us in Romans 12 to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. This requires us to be in friendships where we can see one another's lives, where we are not hidden. Are we close enough with others to do so, or do we keep at a respectable distance, instead opting to sit nearby rather than close, to observe rather than stoop low, afraid of the mess we might find in others and how it might spill over onto us? And what about our own life? Do we view this mandate as one only to serve other people in community? Or might we be willing to take off the pride of our shoes and let others close enough to us to see the marks on our feet. This reminds me of our old song written about Maundy Thursday. Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. Are we allowing people close enough to our lives that they can see where we have been, dirt and all, that they can join with us in the joy and the weeping? If not, what's stopping you? Our lives are messy, and often we are the cause of that mess. But Jesus, it's in this scripture, shows how he longs to wash us anew and bring us close enough to him again. And that is the vision for God's people, that we will be close enough to see one another's lives, warts and all, and that we will be faithful to stoop low and take each other's feet into our hands, to forgive, to let go, to start anew with one another on a regular basis. And as Jesus commands us to later in this chapter, to love one another as I have loved you.
Thanks for listening. We pray that this blesses you, and we'd love to see you this Sunday at our Easter gathering.